Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park, going to the guest line now, where we do each and every week at this time to talk to Adam Schefter. ESPN's Adam Schefter is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union. Tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Adam Schefter, how are we doing this week?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
So, a lot of Tom Brady in the NFL news this week. Seems like always. Let's start with the coaches' booth. He was in the Raiders coaches' booth the other night, and that drew a lot of attention on social media, a lot of fans, a lot of ex-players and people reacting to that. How did that really resonate across the league within the NFL?
You know, I think there are people, there are coaches who are leery of it. I think that is true. Like, I heard from a couple of people. I'm like, why are you concerned? They're like, well, he was a part of Spygate and Deflategate. I'm like, okay. I mean, to me, again, I'm just thinking of my experience in the media. When I speak to people on the phone, there are times they don't want to share certain things with me. Just like when Tom's in another team's building for a practice or a production meeting or whatever it is that they allow him into. They don't have to bring him into the war room and show him the depth chart and the notes or the how they have the college prospects ranked. They're not doing that. They don't have to say, like, this guy that's our backup linebacker is going to be a future star, you know, when he's on an expiring contract, so that Tom knows to go tell her we need to go sign this linebacker. Like, you share what you want to share. That's on the teams. And so if you have somebody that is giving you concerns, well, then you can obviously decide to be more, selective with what you share with him. That's on you, okay? But I don't have any issues with him going to production meetings or going to if they want to run fewer plays at practice or not show him certain things or not tell him certain things at production meetings or share less information with the whole – that's up to them. That's fine. I don't have an issue with that. But Tom has a job to do, and I'd like to think that he's professional enough that it's not going to be an issue. That's my stance.
So how about that performance from Drake May Sunday down in Miami, Adam? I know you were a proponent of his last week. You said he had it, and you were – looking forward to seeing him. You think he took the step forward in the right direction you were looking for?
Well, in that game he did. I mean, I got him on. He's my quarterback on both my fantasy teams. So, you know, we'd like to see Drake May throw a touchdown. That's, you know, no problem there. That was the kind of game that you expect him to play. Those are the kinds of numbers that you think he'll put up. I think that was what you think you'll see this season. And hopefully for the Patriots' sake, there's more of that.
That was this week's Drake Take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive.
Hey, Adam, the Steelers, the next opponent for the Patriots, they started out hot in week one and then cooled off last week, so they're 1-1 like the Patriots. I'm just curious to get your overall thoughts on how the Aaron Rodgers experience is going for Pittsburgh. And I just read this the other day that I guess he's not doing the Pat McAfee show interviews anymore, so that must have been something that came down from the head coach. But just your overall thoughts on how it's going so far for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I don't know that it did or didn't come down from the head coach. Obviously, he's got a relationship with Pat, and whether he wants to continue to pursue that, I'm sure Pat would have been happy to have him back. And for whatever reason, Aaron isn't back. I don't know whether that's requested from the team or decided himself. There's always a lot of things that could go into that. But, he's played well. The Steelers had a very unconventional offseason, a very un-Pittsburgh-like offseason. Trades, big money, acquisitions, paying players from other teams. Like, you don't normally see that from the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're more reward their own players, draft their players, develop their own players, all those things. And it was a very un-Pittsburgh-like offseason, and it's continued to be a very un-Pittsburgh-like regular season in the sense that usually this team runs the ball, plays great defense, and wins 17-14, 20-17, whatever it may be. Now they're in shootouts, and now they're making mistakes, like special teams mistakes, and now they're not running the ball as well, and the defense has come under fire. So, again, the areas where they've been really stout in other years, they have not been this year, and the areas where they've not been as explosive in other years, they have been this year. And it just seems like everything is opposite with the Pittsburgh Steelers this year.
Adam Schefter with us here on WEEI Afternoons. And Adam, I can't believe my buddy here, Ted Johnson, didn't ask this question. He hates the play. The tush push seems like it's in the spotlight, getting a lot of criticism this week. Is the tush push on officially life support?
Well, I think it was on life support anyway. Frankly, I was surprised it wasn't tossed last year. I think it had something to do with the fact that the Eagles made a compelling case to keep it. They brought in Jason Kelce. They presented evidence that they didn't believe that it posed any additional player safety health risks. And so, I was surprised it was kept last year. And now there's been, again, a lot of negative conversation about it this year. We're two games in. Obviously, there'll be a lengthy season to still play out. Yeah, I thought it was on life support last year. It survived. I think it'll be on life support. Maybe it will survive. Maybe it won't. But clearly, it's a play that really – it doesn't bother me. Like, I have no issues with the play like other people, but there are some people that really hate that play.
I would be one of them, but that's okay. I don't have a vote.
Another one.
Yep, and Ted played in the NFL.
Get rid of it.
He hates it too. Hey,
Ted, why do you hate it so much?
It's very simple. It's very, very simple. It comes down to the fact that the defense is not allowed to push the defensive lineman into the offensive lineman like they are on their side of the ball. It's not a fair play for the defense if they can't do the pushing as well as the offense. So I see it as a fair thing. Aesthetically, I think it's an ugly play aesthetically, but I also, more importantly, think the play is inherently unfair to the defense.
I hadn't thought of it like that before. That's interesting. I like that take.
Yeah, I'm what Ted said, exactly. So, Adam, real quick, obviously winning cures a lot that ails you, and Mike Vrabel now suddenly feels a lot better in New England. What is going on in Chicago? And Ben Johnson, they roll up the score on him, it seems, in Detroit. Now there's infighting. Is this situation getting out of hand quickly, or what?
I'm unaware of infighting. What's that about?
Well, I mean, he's yelling at the media today about bad, like, he says they're guilty of bad practice habits and is very unhappy with the team. It just seems like it's an unpleasant start to the Ben Johnson era.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think anywhere where they're 0-2, it's going to be unpleasant. I mean, you could go to the city, and it's going to be unpleasant. And I think in Chicago, there were a lot of expectations, and it's been a slow start. I think people knew it was going to take some time for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams to connect and be productive at the highest levels. It wasn't going to happen right away. But they've got some issues to overcome right here, and you know, it looks like it may not be the kind of season that everybody expected, at least so far. We'll see if they can turn it around. Got some pressure on them right now. Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Their former head coach, Matt Eberflus, is the defensive coordinator. I'm sure he's got something on his mind for the upcoming game. So, yeah, it's not a great start. But, again, we all knew, at least many people thought it was going to take some time. So let's see how it plays out.
You know what, Adam, if I could follow up on that, I'm curious just your opinion on, I thought it was odd just kind of how the Lions approached that game. You know, it looked like Dan Campbell was running up the score. You had guys kind of, you know, yeah, upset that Ben Johnson would leave from a coordinator position to a head coaching job to a team that's in their division. It just seemed like the Lions players were not happy with Ben Johnson for taking that job. I mean, is there anything you can speak to that? Is that overblown? But I just never seen that dynamic before.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think Ben Johnson did exactly what he should have done. The money was so great at that point in time that the Bears are offering enough. I forget where the number came in, $12 million a year. So you have to, when the money gets that high, you have to do it. So I don't know what problem they have. Like, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. It surprised me.
Right?
It surprised me.
Adam, real quick before we let you go, we started with Tom Brady. Let's end with Tom Brady. You had the announcement on social media. He's going to be playing flag football in Saudi Arabia. What's your reaction to that? And do you think that falls in line with the NFL's sort of global expansion flag football plan that they've kind of been using business-wise?
You know, I think there's quite a partnership going between Fanatics and the NFL, and it's hard for me to imagine that the NFL is just blindsided by this. Right, like that they didn't know about it. I'm sure the NFL signed off on it. I'm sure the NFL was good with it. It's got some marquee players, current, former, head coaches involved. Like, there's no way the league doesn't sign off on that. I'd be shocked if it didn't know.
All right, Adam, appreciate you joining us, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Adam.
Guys, have a great week. Thank you.
You too.
Thanks.
See you, Adam. Adam Schefter, ESPN, here on Fenway at Fenway Park, WEEI Afternoons in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.